The U.S. Attorney's Office in Vermont has announced a settlement in a massive case of scientific fraud. A former University of Vermont researcher has admitted that he fudged data to fit his beliefs about some of the negative effects of menopause and aging. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The first hints of fraud were discovered by Walter Donino, then a young research assistant at the University of Vermont.
In 2000 is when I discovered, you know, the improprieties in the data.
Donino was working on a research project being conducted by Dr. Eric Pullman, looking at the effects of menopause. Pullman's conclusions are now in question. For example, that menopause leads to muscle loss, increased weight, and lower metabolism. Russell Tracy is Senior Associate Dean for Research and Academic Affairs at the University of Vermont, where many of the fabrications took place. He says Pullman is brilliant, and the university investigation was painful.
My colleagues had a very, very difficult job to essentially call into question and sit in judgment on one of their friends to eat lunch with, and you see all the time.
He says the scientific impact is twofold.
One is that there are data, literal facts and figures, that we thought we knew, and now it's being questioned. And the other is that there are ideas, concepts, that we thought were opening new areas, and now they've been pulled into question, and the community has to go back and take hard looks.
Donino uncovered the problem while working on the Vermont Longitudinal Study on Aging. He analyzed some data, gave the conclusions to Pullman, who didn't like what he saw. Pullman gave a new analysis back to Donino, who couldn't understand how he had gotten it wrong. But it became clear when he examined the data Pullman had used in the new analysis.
I started to verify the data myself against the medical record, and I realized that there were reversals of data and there were insertions of data, fabrication of data.
For example, in Pullman's version, a cholesterol level deteriorated after menopause, where the data actually showed improvement. Donino tried talking to Pullman, but it was clear to him the doctor wasn't going to retract the data. Donino was a young man aiming at medical school. Questioning a superior wasn't necessarily a safe thing to do, but he felt he had no choice.
I decided that I just would not look the other way, that I strongly believed in preserving the truth, you know, and the integrity of science, and I don't think that I could have lived with myself if I simply left or continued to work with Dr. Pullman.
So he took his concerns to the university. During the investigation, Pullman moved on to the University of Montreal. The University of Vermont reported its concerns to the National Institutes of Health, which had funded much of the work. The Office of Research Integrity got involved in what became a four-year investigation that revealed big problems. Chris Pascal heads that office.
There was initial fabrication and falsification in grant applications and in 10 scientific papers that were published. In addition to that, there was multiple layers of misconduct.
And more, making false representations to colleagues, putting them in jeopardy. Dr. Pullman couldn't be reached. His attorneys aren't talking at the moment. In the agreement filed in the U.S. District Court, Pullman agreed to pay $180,000 in fines and to be barred for life from any kind of federal research funding. He resigned from the University of Montreal in January. Meanwhile, the Office of Research Integrity is now working on alerting the journals that publish the falsified research so that they can run retractions. And Walter Donino will begin applying to medical schools in July. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.